Tonight.
Love him.
Yes, Lord.
I love him because he first loved me and purchased my
softly to him. Oh, how great thou art, Lord Jesus. Lord, he took the scepter, put it in his hand, and brought us the words of eternal life. He had a message from the king for your bride. Lord, how great thou art. How thankful we are tonight, Lord, that we truly recognize this day that we live in. We recognize the message that you sent, and we recognize the messenger, Lord. Truly, Lord, we love you from the depths of our heart. Nothing that we did, nothing we merited, but Lord, you knew us and predestinated us before the foundation of the world to be here in this end time. To be part of your great bride, Lord, and to recognize it. Lord, so many have fallen away and going after other voices and other things, but Lord, you've had a bride that would stay true to your word, Lord. Tune into every word, believe every word, every jot, every tittle, everything, Lord, we believe it, Lord. It's your infallible word. And now we're sitting in the presence of that word and ripening, Lord. Father, that we are letting that Son fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, preparing us, getting us ready for your soon coming, Lord. Father, how great thou art to us, Lord, here in these last few days, that Lord, how you've been telling us about what our future home is going to be like, how we're going to spend that honeymoon with you, Lord. And Father, how you have a home that you've prepared for us, Lord. We're looking forward to that day, Lord. We believe it's soon coming, Lord. Thank you for this message tonight. Thank you for storing up the food, Lord. You knew that time would come, and that's the only way that your bride could sit in the presence of that Son and ripen, Lord, is because you stored up the food so that we could feast upon it tonight, Lord. You're calling your bride from around the world, Lord Jesus. Father, from different parts of the countries, different nationalities, but there's only one thing that can bring us together, this message. Your prophet, that word, Lord. Now your bride is recognizing, Lord, who that we are, Lord. Father, how it blessed my heart is, he said that sometimes if Satan can just trick us, these little things that come upon us, it's of the devil, it's Lord. Father, it's you, Lord. Bless and be with your bride, Lord. May their heart be stirred within them tonight, Lord Jesus. Father, may this just be another red letter day, Lord, that we can put on our calendar, Lord, to know we've been in your presence tonight. Amen. And Father, what another great opportunity that we have to come before your supper, Lord. And for, Lord, to take part of this communion, Lord, this bread and this wine, as it represents you, Lord. And Father, as we take it, Lord, may we go back to that day of Calvary, Lord, and remember, Lord, when we put that broken kosher bread in our mouth, Lord, and as your prophet said, we feel the rough edges of it, Lord, that it's your body, Lord, that was broken for us. And as we take of the wine, Lord, that represents your blood that you give for us, Lord, Father, so that tonight we would have representation, Lord, in heaven for us, Lord. Because you did that, Lord, that Father only hears our voice, but he doesn't see our failures and our mistakes. Lord, we say how great thou art. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you for giving us the revelation of this message, Lord. Oh, Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord. Now we want to invite you to be with us tonight, Lord, as we come up here to the altar, that, Lord, and to take this communion. Be with each and every one of us, every family, every man and woman and child. Lord, we ask you as a group, forgive us of our sins and shortcomings and of our failures, Lord. We know you don't see them, Lord, but we ask you to forgive us. Bless and be with us, Lord. Father, we welcome you. Father, everywhere we go, we want you to be with us, Lord. Thank you for this word and this message, Lord. Truly, it stirs within our heart, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, Lord. Thank you that you care for us, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Now we commit this service into your hands. For your honor and your glory, we love you, Lord. Amen.
Oh, he careth for you. He
sing it to the sisters.
Oh, he careth for you. He careth for you. And through sunshine, he
Seated, let's hum it to him.
Let's sing it again. Ye
careth for you.
Ye
careth for you.
Through sunshine or shadow,
He careth for you.
That's beautiful. Let's sing it again while they're quieting in. He, just close your eyes.
For you.
He
careth for you.
Through sunshine or shadow,
He careth for you.
Heavenly Father, we're so glad that we found that true. In our darkest hours or through the sunshine, He never leaves nor forsakes. We're so happy for that, that we have our confidences built up on nothing less than Jesus' blood with righteousness. We trust, Lord, not in the fame of this world. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. How we thank Thee, Father. Now, we are just about to participate in one of the very few natural articles that You left us. One of them was baptism. The other was communion. Next was feet washing. Oh God, we just enter in solemnly, knowing that this Lamb is a Passover lamb. The great wilderness journey lay just ahead of the children. The blood must first be put on the lintel of the door before the Paschal lamb could be taken. God, examine our hearts now. Is the blood there, Lord? If it's not, we pray that You'll apply it just now. Taking away our sins and covering them, and they'll be divorced from us, Lord, the sins of this world, that we might be holy and presentable to our Father now as we come to take the body and the shed blood of our Lamb, God's Son, our Savior. Examine our hearts as we read, Father, and then make us Thine own. For we asked it in the name of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the book of Corinthians, the 11th chapter, I wish to read a few verses. Beginning with the 23rd verse, I read this. It's Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had gave thanks, He brake it, and said, Take and eat. This is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. At the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, After the same manner he also took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do in remembrance, as oft as you drink this in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. If any man hungry, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation, and the rest I will set in order when I come. As I think of this, the most solemn time, it's also written that when this communion was first given out, and feet washing, which we have to omit tonight, because we have no water. The waters are all cut off. And we didn't even have the restroom facilities tonight because they just had to splice it together the best they could for us to have this service tonight. But we will do as they did, said, I believe Luke stated, as they sang a hymn and went out. But do you know what this represents? Do you know at the beginning when this order was first made in Israel, down in Egypt, they were on the road to the promised land. And that's what we feel like tonight, that we're on the road to the promised land. And the journey lays ahead of us. And they had a token that when the death angel came by, that there must be blood on the door, or the elder son or the elder child died in the home. The thought was, and the real meaning was, first to apply the blood. Do you notice how Paul placed it here? If any eat unworthily, he eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body, which means the same thing that death, spiritual death, rests upon the person that would partake of the Lord's Supper unworthily. That would be out drinking and carrying on and living like the world and come to the Lord's table. We shouldn't do that. Now, let us cleanse our hearts and cleanse our hands from and our minds from evil thinking, that we might come to the Lord's table reverently and holy, as we know that we are connecting ourselves with our sacrifice, Christ Jesus, who is our only salvation. Now tonight, the way we do this is one of the elders stand here, Brother Zabel, and I think Brother Zabel tonight, if you'd call from the platform first, so these people can come from the platform and form your first line here, if you will. Now, Brother Zabel will direct you in a few moments as soon as we make the blessing upon the communion. This kosher bread is made by Christians. It's unleavened bread. And if you'll notice it, when you place it in your mouth, it's very rugged to be bitter. It's wrinkled and broken, mingled. That means the broken, mangled body of our Lord Jesus. Oh, when I even think of it, my heart seems to skip a beat.
Hallelujah.
When I think that he was mingled and bruised and Hallelujah. Smitten, the innocent Son of God. Do you know why he did that? Because I was guilty. And he become me a sinner, that I by his sacrifice might become likened unto him a son of God. What a sacrifice. Let us bow our heads. Most holy God, thou hold in this little metal charger tonight, this bread that represents the broken, mingled, bruised, smitten body of our Lord, or that prophet cried out, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was up on him, and with his stripes we were healed. Oh, how we remember that, Lord. I tie myself to that sacrifice tonight, and this audience likewise, Lord, to the sacrifice. May we remember our Lord, his death and his scourging and all that he went through for us as we take this bread into our mouths. God, we're an unworthy people. We're not fit for such a holy thing. So let thy holiness, Lord, thy presence and thy blood cleanse our hearts. And as we receive it, may we purpose in our minds to constantly serve him day and night, all the days of our life. Now sanctify this bread for its intended use. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And I hold this in my hands as about 33 years of service I have served my Lord, and I'm ashamed of myself. But I think, what would I do if I had two literal drops of his blood holding in my hand tonight? What would I do with it? But you know, I've had in my hands tonight, in his sight, greater. It's the purchase of his blood, his church. So when I hold this to the juice of these grapes, I think of that. He said, I will drink the more of the fruit of the vine till I drink it with you anew in my Father's kingdom. Then notice, after the war of sin is over, the first thing we do when we strike the other side is take the communion, the Lord's Supper. Let us bow our heads now while we bless this wine. Our Heavenly Father, when I think as I hold this wine here that represents the blood of Jesus, how that through that flowing blood my sins are gone. They're put in the sea of forgiveness and to be remembered no more. And with this blood of dying boy, one day laid down in the hospital, and you saved me. Oh, God, how I thank thee, Lord. And then give me the charge by the Holy Spirit to lead the people to Calvary and show them the way home. Thank you, Father. And now sanctify this wine for its intended use. And may every person that partakes of this sacrament tonight receive spiritual and physical strength for the journey that lays ahead. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. When Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands,
and that he was come from God and went to God. He rises from the supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter.
May we just bow our heads and close our eyes. We just love you today, Lord. I'd like to ask our brother Jonah to Tony come up and dismiss us for foot washing.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Creator and Sustainer of life, Lord, humbly we approach thy great throne of grace and mercy this evening. Lord, we'd like to thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Coming back again, Lord, into your house today, and what a beautiful service we've had as we heard you speak to our hearts, O God. Recognizing our day and its message. What uplifting it is, time after time in our homes, different places around the world, as we hear this voice speak to our hearts. Lord, bringing us to that perfection, Lord, to take us to our perfect home. We love you and we thank you for the communion that we've partook of, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making us worthy to partake of it, Lord. And as we're going to move on to the feet washing, Lord, one of the ordinances that you left us, we pray that the same anointing that was with Christ, Lord, as he set it for us, may it be with us, and may you guide us. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for that future home that you have for us. Thank you for the message that you've brought us to hear it. The way you brought it, the same seed which was planted, Lord, is the exact final product which is supposed to come out. And that's who we are by this original word. And thank you for our precious brother Joseph, Lord, and the responsibility that you gave him, Lord, and how he's holding, Lord, this message before the people, Lord. I pray, Lord, for your different servants around the world. May they see it, may they have the same burden, revelation, Lord, and to know that this is the food for the bride. And oh God, that great humble revival going on around the world, the seed breaking away from the shuck. Heavenly Father, recognizing our day and its message, we thank you, Lord, for our precious brother Joseph. May you bless him, Lord, as we see that the time is at hand, that coming is right here, Lord, and the urgency of getting, Lord, this message to everybody. Grant him grace, Lord. Thank you, we've seen it, and may you grant, Lord, more people who are going to see it and work together with him, Lord, for the calling of your bride, only by this message, this voice that you gave. We love you. May you be with us, Lord, as we're going to depart and go to our homes. May you protect us and the week that's ahead of us, Lord, in our different places at work and at home and at school, the kids, everybody. We just pray that your anointing be with us. We love you. We appreciate you. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, believing. Amen.
Do you love him? Do you love the message? Do you love one another? Are you looking for the rapture? Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, be with you.
The deacons will be dismissing you for foot washing. God bless you till we meet again.
Watch with me 1 hour while I go yonder. While I go yonder, oh, won't you watch?